Here at the Southern Peanut Growers Conference, I am speaking with Scott Jackson at the University of Georgia on the impact of genomics. We talked a little bit about the Genomics Project update, and Scott was able to give us a pretty easy to understand illustration of genomics, because probably nobody else here is a scientist. So Scott, tell us a little bit about this and what, you know, help us understand what the impact would be of mapping the genome for peanut growers.
Sure. So the mapping of the genome is basically just figuring out what genes are in the genome, knowing the DNA sequence of all those genes, and putting those into a publicly accessible database so that people that work with peanut improvement or peanut physiology or on plant pathology of peanut, they can begin to explore the genes that might be involved in traits that they're looking at, whether it be yield or drought resistance or tomato spotted wilt virus. So it'll be basically almost an architectural plan of what the genetic architect of the plant, but it actually takes a lot of other information of people working with that to extract the information on genes that are involved in their particular traits that they're looking at, such as tomato spotted wilt virus resistance. So this has been done for numerous other crops, such as rice and cotton and sorghum and maize and soybean. And in maize and soybean specifically, those have large companies are involved in producing improved seeds. But these companies are seeing that the application of genomics, at least in soybean and maize, has reduced the time from the initial cross to releasing a variety by as much as 50%. So that's what we really want to see in peanut, is that by putting genomics tools that we can put in the hands of the breeders, here's the genes in these plants, here's the various variants of those genes, and they can select which genes they want to package into the seed that they eventually deliver to the growers. But it takes, instead of 15 years to get a variety, maybe we can cut that in half, and from that initial cross, by the application of markers, following bits of genes and of genes within the various peanut genomes, that they can get there in maybe 7 years. And that's really the goal.
That's important. Well, now we're a year into a five-year project, and I know it took years for the other crops that you spoke of. What is involved? Why does it take so long to map a genome?
Well, essentially, the peanut genome, it's almost the same size as the human genome, which was a $3 billion project that finished about a decade ago. And even though the human genome was finished a decade ago, we're still in the process of figuring out what all those genes in the human genome do, of which there's about 25,000. So we know what some of them do, but we don't know what most of them do. And so there's a lot of additional work that goes from just sequencing the genome and mapping the genome to saying that, you know, this gene does X in this particular situation. And so there's a lot of additional work that goes into this. So the mapping itself will probably be done within the first 2 years, and we're 1 year into it. So probably by the end of next year, the mapping will be mostly done. In the next 3 years is really trying to put additional information on top of that so that we know within this map that this location, there's a gene that's involved in water use efficiency, and then we can begin to understand how it works, and then breeders can say, you know, that's a trait that I want. Now I want to select on that using markers, and then develop markers that would follow that particular gene in their populations.
Interesting. That's why you guys get paid the big bucks, right? I didn't ask you, Scott, what do you do at the University of Georgia?
I'm a professor in crop and soils. So we work on, I work myself on agricultural plants, and I work mostly on legumes, so soybean and peanut and common bean to a lesser extent. And we work on problems with U.S. agriculture, Georgia agriculture, so we're trying to address problems that are relevant there. But we also have a large international focus, so we're working on projects in South America and also in Africa and India as well. Part of that's funded by the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. So trying to work to improve legumes using genomics technologies for some of the neediest parts of the world, as well as addressing local issues.
Well, and that ties in with the whole sustainability theme here of the conference, and explain how this works in mapping the genome, how that'll help sustainability for the industry.
Sure. So sustainability is a big word.
Yeah,
there's a lot of stuff and a lot of different things to a lot of different people. But I think almost any trait that you think about, or any aspect of growing a peanut or any crop for that matter, any part of that you think, whether it's protecting from pests or from pathogens or using water more efficiently, all those have a plant-based genetic contribution. And so being able to better engineer plants from a breeding perspective to more efficiently use water, to have better host-based, plant-based resistance to various pathogens and pests would certainly reduce the amount of inputs, the amount of chemical inputs, the amount of chemical residue, might reduce the amount of water that you'd have to add outside of natural rain or natural water sources. So I think almost any aspect of plant production at some level plays into application of genomic technology and engineering better plant-based.
And it helps to feed the world, as you were talking about with the Gates Foundation. I want to ask, outside of the United States and Brazil, what other areas grow peanuts to any great degree?
So there's extensive peanut production in China, in India, in Africa. In Africa, most of that peanut production is mostly subsistence-based. So it's the growers basically growing enough for themselves, and most of those growers tend to be women, in fact. India is less subsistence, but there's a lot of peanut consumption and production in India. And a lot of peanut consumption, a lot of peanut oil used for frying in China. And they're a major importer of U.S. peanuts, especially this past year. So it's a good source for our growers to sell their peanuts.
So the mapping could help, you know, other countries outside of the United States.
And we're working with scientists in China and India and those that work in Africa to make sure that this does have an impact outside the U.S.
All right. Thank you very much. Here at the Southern Peanut Growers Conference, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.